System. And time now to bring in our very next guest as we return to the hotline. Mike Von Gutten, the Fireland Superintendent, joins us on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. Mike, thank you for joining us today. How are you?
I'm great. Great to be with you this afternoon.
Well, Mike, a lot of ground to cover here, and you know, you guys have, of course, a new facility going up, and we'll certainly get into that here in just a few, but you guys have a lot of great things happening in the school system. I want to begin with the Common View Collaborative. What are the details on that, and how does that work with you guys?
Sure. Well, the Common View Collaborative is one of a number of area collaboratives funded by the United Way of Lorain County. And I'm sure you're aware, and your viewers and listeners are aware, that United Way of Lorain County does so many great things for certainly our district and Lorain County overall. But the focus for this collaborative really hones in on middle school students and improving their health knowledge, developing their own communication skills and life skills, while at the same time avoiding risky behavior. So this is our second year of the collaborative. We're partnering up with the MIDIs over at MIDU and Clearview as well. And members from Lorain County Board of Health are at our meetings, United Way, and also staff from the New Mars Board from Lorain County. So we meet monthly or every other month, and we talk about issues impacting our kids.
That's a big time period for a child, isn't it? The middle school years, a lot still going on in a young person's head. Then, of course, all that stuff with trying to fit in, it starts to come into the picture there.
It sure is, and especially in our district, our students are in one school building for kindergarten through fifth grade, and so in sixth grade they're transitioning to a middle school, and they're there for sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. But the research is pretty clear that the middle school years, as we probably remember them, are a time of change and some turbulence, so we're trying to be as proactive as possible and getting out in front of some of the health issues that you know, we're hearing about the news, unfortunately, that our students are really struggling with. So we're trying to place a lot of emphasis on students' health, knowing that they have to be healthy before they can learn.
And speaking of that, you guys have instituted a new curriculum called Catch My Breath. So if you could kind of elaborate and discuss this and how this has kind of caught on for you guys and why this was such an important piece for you guys this academic year.
Sure. You know, like other districts in our area and certainly across the country, they're just an explosion of kids, unfortunately, experimenting with e-cigarettes and vaping. We've heard a lot about that in the news, and certainly in our district it's no different. So Catch My Breath is a research-based free program that was developed actually down in Texas at the University of Texas, designed to help kids make healthy choices and, again, avoid those risky behaviors regarding the use of e-cigarettes and vaping and juuling. We did a pride survey, as all districts did in the county last year, and unfortunately, within the last 30 days when the survey was conducted, about 26% of our eighth graders had indicated they had attempted or tried e-cigarettes. And by the time they got to be seniors, it was up to over 50%. And again, your viewers are well aware that more and more information has come to light around those products and the health risks that they pose. And so, again, we're trying to get out in front of that as much as possible, knowing that's a risk factor. And so this curriculum is being implemented both at our middle school as well as our high school.
Can you get into the specifics of Catch My Breath and what's being taught or what's being relayed to some of the students? Is it, you know, the numbers? Is it the drawbacks? What kinds of things are being communicated to the students with this new curriculum?
So we're really trying to take a fact-based approach with this. What people may not know, and certainly our kids may not know, is that in children and youth become addicted to nicotine much faster than adults, that the impacts of nicotine are much more harmful to a developing brain than to an adult brain, which, again, certainly makes the use of those products even worse for our kids. And as it's also come to light, we know that there are also a number of unknown chemicals that find their way into these apparatuses. And so, you know, beyond just the nicotine, there are certainly other health impacts that are coming to light that, to be quite honest, I'm not sure we're even fully aware what all those are. So it's really a fact-based program that we're hoping that if we can get out in front and teach and instill that this is a dangerous product, that, you know, information is power, and hopefully they make the right choice when presented with, you know, an opportunity to try and use such a product.
Mike Von Gutten, Fireland Superintendent, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education Series. Well, Mike, you have a number of great individual students in that school system. I want to focus on one here for just a moment. Sam Formholz, a national merit semifinalist. Very exciting stuff. Tell us about Sam and why being a semifinalist for this award is so awesome.
So we're so proud of Sam. The list goes on and on as far as Sam's contributions to our school and community. He's number one in his class, recognized as Student of the Month, senior class president, member of the cross country team. Just to put this in perspective, there's only 14 seniors in Lorain County that have this honor this year, and really only one in our athletic conference, the newly formed LC8. And beyond that, he's probably, based on our records, is only the second Fireland student in our history to receive this recognition as a national merit semifinalist. So couldn't be more proud of Sam, all he's done both in the classroom and outside in the greater community. Just a wonderful kid and has a wonderfully bright future ahead of him.
Well, and it's going to be a bright future for a lot of Fireland students at a brand new facility as well. What can you tell us about the plans for the new high school?
Sure. Well, you know, we've experienced some delays with the Facilities Construction Commission down in Columbus, but I can tell you those are now behind us. We're moving forward. Just in the last couple of weeks, the district selected its architect with input from the commission. We're beginning the process to select the construction manager at risk. So moving ahead now, as 2019 wraps up and we're looking into 2020, that will largely be a design year to lay out the new building. And we hope that a year from now, as our residents drive by our campus on Vermilion Road, they'll start to see some earth being moved around and site work beginning. So we're certainly excited about that opportunity. It's been a long time since a new building has come to Firelands, but we're certainly very excited for that in front of us.
You mentioned that next year is going to be primarily a planning year, and then you're hoping that things are really going to take shape the following year. Assuming everything goes according to plan, in an ideal scenario, when would you open the doors to this new facility?
Sure. Well, we're certainly in the process, but we certainly have targeted somewhere around 2022. Hopefully the 2022-2023 school year is where I have my target set. But again, as you know, in a construction project, there are things that come up, but we're hopeful that somewhere in that 2022-2023 school year, we will be in the new building.
And how will that work as far as the domino effect? With the new high school, will that be utilized as a junior high or an elementary school?
Sure. So building a new high school that will be positioned just to the north of our existing high school, so it'll house students in grades 9 through 12. Our existing high school that's on Vermilion Road, that will transition to a middle school, which will serve students in grades 6 through 8. Then our parking lot, the elementary school, so we will essentially all be on one campus on Vermilion Road. So we're really looking forward to having us all together.
Can you explain some of the benefits there, too, of having everybody essentially on one campus? Because I think there are certainly some benefits that exist there that some folks might not necessarily see right off the bat.
Sure, absolutely. You know, we have, although our campus, as you're listeners may know, is as I mentioned before, also our elementary school and high school are close, but our middle school is about 4 miles away from the other two buildings. And while that may not seem far, we do have some teachers that travel between buildings, and there are times when we have students that actually attend between two buildings. So getting all of us on the same campus certainly is going to save a lot of coordination of services between those three buildings. Certainly, we think there's going to be some cost savings involved with paring down to three buildings. We have a board office that we'll take offline as well. So we're running four buildings. We'll take that down to three, and that certainly will be a cost savings. As well as transporting students back and forth between buildings, there's going to be a cost savings there as well. But just from efficiency standpoint, in dollars and cents, as well as just practicality, it's going to make doing business in our district much easier.
Make it a little easier for the teachers from that aspect too, middle school to communicate with the high school teachers so everyone's on the same page?
Absolutely. And actually, the new building, our new 9 through 12 high school, is going to be connected to our existing high school. So it's going to allow for traffic to flow in between those two buildings. So again, as we think about collaboration and teachers working together across grade levels, we're all on one campus, and good things are going to come from that.
Outstanding stuff. Well, Mike, we certainly look forward to following the construction process. We certainly look forward to seeing all of this develop, and we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate being on your show.
Thank you, Mike. Again, that's Mike Von Gutten, Fireland Superintendent, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education Series, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day.